It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey there, this is Katie, and I have a great ass.
Peace be with you.
Don't you blast me in here. Don't you blast me in here.
Now, if one of you gentlemen would be so kind as to give my lady friend here a glass of cheap white wine, I'm going down the hall to find a can. Talk so much, sometimes I forget to go.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Later on in the broadcast, we've got the big pater makeover. We're going to have the people from the grooming lounge. They're heating up their wax already.
For our intern.
Yes. Our intern pater, who is... does he even clued into it? Does he even care?
Is he here?
Yeah, he's here.
He's here. That's good.
But he was just the way he is. You know.
Are they going to wax anyone besides him?
You mean cool.
No, he's not cool. Do you like the guy?
I think he's all right.
Oh, well, you're full of it. All right. Anyway, what?
Very smart.
Very smart. Yeah, great on the radio, Buzz. Yes, that's what we need here. Everything. That's what I watched. He's like, I got my hair cut 2 weeks ago. Stay on, have some fun.
You got to leave. Got to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Interns have disappointed me. Have you gotten that impression?
I do get that vibe, that impression.
I found out Peter's hobby.
What's that?
Ultimate Frisbee. He drives miles to play it, Mike. He drives further to play Frisbee.
Oh, disc golf, you mean?
No, not golf. No. Ultimate Frisbee.
Ultimate Frisbee.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
Well, there you go.
All right, so anyway, Peter is the least lame of our interns, and that's why we've given him a makeover. Katie and Beth Ann went out last night, got him his outfit, and we're going to have the before and after pictures on MichaelMaraShow.com.
Does the after picture include a headstone?
It's going to be just fine.
Everything will be fine. It's fine.
See, Buzz doesn't understand. The more Buzz defends these interns, the more I get angry. That's the way it works.
So I'm not helping their
calls. No, you're not helping their calls.
Well, I think they suck.
But thank you. Very good. Let's welcome back director and author of several books, including Make Your Own Damn Movie, director of Poultrygeist, Night of the Chicken Dead, the D.C. sneak preview tonight at the 2008 Spooky Film Festival, Midsummer Night's Scream. That's at the Cinema Arts Theater in Fairfax. The doors open at 6:30. 4 hours of thrills, chills, and chickens.
Ooh,
the film will open nationwide in select cities tomorrow. It's out on DVD the day before Halloween. And here he is again, Lloyd Kaufman. And we were just in the middle of talking about your incredible movie, Poultrygeist, Night of the Chicken. Chickens attacking and dismembering human beings.
With quirky dialogue.
With quirky dialogue and great musical numbers. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, you are going to love this film. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
I had a question that based on that trailer. How do you make really good-looking fake blood? Because the
great
fake blood
question.
In the trailer
What's your recipe,
looked
Lord?
Great.
Yes, your special effects are fine. Are you having problems with your headphones
Well, the key to special effects is you have to have many different blood. I could write a whole book on different kinds of blood.
Not bad.
There are five or six different kinds. If it's if you want to have a wound, you might want to use Karo syrup and red vegetable dye.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But if you're outdoors, you know Karo syrup is liquid sugar.
Right.
So if you're outdoors and you want to have a bloody body,
right.
You put them outdoors and suddenly the bees and the insects come.
So
and
that's a very bad thing.
That's not a good thing.
Can't
for the,
do a lot of takes
actor.
With that happening.
Well, if they start stinging the actors, that's no fun. But so a hair gel. You could use hair gel and red vegetable coloring.
Okay.
That could be good.
Brilliant.
Now, let's say you want to do a bullet hit. You have a squib, and there are lots of bullet hits in Poultrygeist.
Now, a squib is a small explosive, right, that makes it look like you're getting hit with a bullet.
Exactly.
How much does a squib cost?
Squibs are very expensive.
Yeah, they are expensive.
About $500 a pop.
Whoa. $500 like a shot?
You have to have a licensed... it comes out to about that because you have to have the licensed electrician.
And a squib has to be used.
A licensed pyrotechnical.
God, do you
person.
Know how expensive that makes the scene with James Caan at the toll booth in The Godfather?
Pretty amazing.
Well, in those days it probably was. Actually, on those kind of films it probably was.
But, I mean, still, even on those dollars, very, that very, had to have cost a fortune.
Are you having trouble with your headphones there, Lloyd? Because we can help you out here.
We've tied Lloyd up with a headphone cord.
We've tied up his headphones. This is ridiculous.
And you'll never leave, Lloyd.
You're not going anywhere.
I want to ask some more questions about Poultrygeist, but I love the whole fake blood thing.
And by the way, we devised a way to do squibs on Poultrygeist with air so that we didn't need to have the explosives, which are dangerous, and it cost nothing.
Ooh, cool.
Okay, so you innovated that.
Yeah, we did. A major innovation. A fellow in Buffalo, his name I forget, he owned a restaurant, and he had figured out a way to create these incredible explosions.
Can you explain it at our level? How does the air thing work? Is it just compressed
it's
air?
It's just compressed air and through a tube and... Somehow he was able to rig it so when you see Poultrygeist, you'll see many, many chicken Indian zombies being blown away by a machine gun.
That is so cool.
You ready to take some phone calls, Lloyd? You got those headphones working?
I sure am, but I was wondering, do you know anything about the master class tomorrow at the University Mall Theaters for people who want to make their own damn movies?
No. You're a dirty, dirty whore, Lloyd. You are a dirty, dirty whore.
It's at 5:30. Is that correct?
5:30, I believe. Yeah. The master class, you know, the one thing I didn't have on my sheet. Let's go to Mark in Woodlands, California.
Don't worry, he'll mention it.
Mark, you're on with Lloyd Kaufman.
Hi, Mark.
And the Poultry Guys. Yes, go ahead, Mark.
Hey, what's up? How's it going? Huge fan. I'm a huge fan. I got to agree, though. It's all about whoring your art. So I will say, what's up?
Well, as long as you don't compromise the content.
No, yeah.
You do what you believe in. And then, you know, to raise money to make the movie, you may want to, you know, do whatever you have to do, as long as it doesn't hurt anyone.
That's right. I live my life by Toxie. I sleep to Terra Firma and Toxic Avenger. Go buy Poltergeist, Night of the Chicken Dead.
Oh, you are so nice.
Thanks for calling, Mark. We appreciate that. Another call from Allie in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Allie, you're on with Lloyd Kaufman.
Hi, guys. I just have a real quick question about, like, the chickens. Did you use real chickens? Did you use puppets, robots?
We used everything but real chickens. We used humans. We got about 300 Buffalo citizens to to glue feathers all over their bodies and put on beaks and Indian accessories and stay up all night to beat and spew green liquid.
These are people that turn into chicken zombies, correct?
Right.
Chicken Indian zombies,
and they begin eating human beings.
The Indians were exterminated, and billions of chickens are exterminated. Mm-hmm. So when those two forces and spirits have exterminated...
It's total carnage.
They're pissed. They
come up into the restaurant and get their revenge on the customers and the people.
You're big in New Mexico. I'm going to tell you that, Lloyd. Eddie from Santa Fe, you're on with Lloyd Kaufman.
Hey, Lloyd, how you doing?
Well, indeed, Eddie. How are you?
Hey, great. Listen, do you remember a guy in a Toxic Avenger named Al Pia?
Al Pia, he was in Stuck on You. He was in Toxic Avenger. He was in the first Turn On. He's a major, major, and of course, his last name is why we chose him.
How do you get? There's one scene I saw in one of the trailers there you pull a guy's head off, and the whole like half of the spinal column comes out too. How do you pull that special effect? Do you use the plastic skeleton that you would get like in a novelty shop? Is that how it's?
And do you buy or do you rent?
Well, you know,
do you buy or do you rent?
We use real children.
Stop it! No,
it's about time somebody
twisted. What about now? I've heard when you go out to one of the film festivals, or when you're promoting, when you're whoring your events.
Yes, at the Cannes. In fact, there's a documentary called "All the Love You Can" about the Cannes Film Festival.
Are you in that?
If you're a film student, we made it.
Okay.
And if you want to see how we Troma distributes and markets our films at the Cannes Film Festival, fighting against Warner Brothers.
Right.
Check that film out because it's so...
Is it true that you go in with the cut-off shirts with the babes and stuff like that?
We throw blood on people. You cannot imagine what we...
Whatever it takes.
That is such an educational documentary, and it's also kind of sad because we're up against these huge mega conglomerates that...
I've got to go out on a limb here. Do you follow or a fan or a student of the work of William Castle at all?
William Castle was a great director and a great producer, and he wrote a
wonderful
book.
But an amazing promoter as
Naughty
well.
Naughty stewardesses. Sure, sure.
You know, his book, I'm Going to Scare the Pants Off America.
Oh, he was a great, one of the all-time greats.
That wasn't Naughty stewardesses, right? William Castle.
House
on Haunted Hill.
He did The Tingler, and he did The Ghost Viewer
that we liked.
What do you say to the rap, like the Ed Wood style rap, on that you independent filmmakers, you're all just a little bit wacky?
Well, that's what the New York Times and the mainstream wants the public to believe.
Seems like a perfectly normal man to me.
They want the public to think that we independent filmmakers are pathetic, cross-dressing, untalented people. So that's how they can then have 27 dresses and fool's blood and garbage like that.
Yeah, you're right.
Step
about
up
that.
The streets and Indiana, whatever, on every screen and have no independent thought. And the way they do it is anytime they talk about independent films, the New York Times and the mainstream will denigrate them. They'll pick examples of idiocy or sad people, or they'll say there are too many independent movies. There was an article just this week in the New York Times.
Impossible.
There were too many independent films. How dare they make so many independent films? They were like blaming us for the state of the industry.
What about ratings? What you look at a movie like yours, I would think that's an X-rated movie.
No way.
No?
Not a chance. After the movies that are out today.
Well, I guess a hard R with the Hoswell.
Hard.
Have you seen the Rosie O'Donnell on TV recently? Have you seen the Today Show? Please. That is much more disgusting.
I'm just... How about, well, I saw the trailer. Is there a lot of nudity in Poltergeist?
It's R-rated nudity. It's very erotic. It's very exciting.
Sure.
And
I mean, if people are looking for that, will they get that out of the film?
I think that if there's a guy in his basement blogging about X-Files, he or she will be very excited by Poltergeist. There's some lesbian activity, and Troma has always been a supporter of the underdog and alternate lifestyles.
Good for
and
you.
I think the movie will be very entertaining to everybody from the 16-year-old, I wouldn't go to it if you're under 16.
No. Okay, don't go if you're under 16.
And if you're over 95, probably you might have a little
Let's go to Adam in Fredericksburg. Adam, you're on with Lloyd Kaufman. Go ahead.
Hi, Adam.
What's up, Lloyd Kaufman?
Nice to talk
to
you.
Yeah, I've been watching your movies since I was like 2 years old, dude. Hey, when
2 years old, there's good parenting.
Well, for real.
There were cartoons of Toxic Avenger.
Toxic Crusader.
See, that works. Very good.
The Toxic Avenger is the only movie where a young boy's head is squashed by the wheel of an automobile.
With a candle, man. That's awesome.
Toxic Avenger is the only movie
that has a young boy getting his head squished by the wheel of an automobile that was subsequently made into a children's environmentally correct Saturday morning cartoon show. So,
the only one.
All right,
it's the only one in history. Yes,
wow.
There's
no other.
Troma.
I'm beginning to get frightened. Yes, what's your question?
Adam.
When you were making this movie, Poltergeist, you guys did like a bunch. You had people send in music and stuff, right?
Yes.
Well, we sent in some music. It was an EDH. I don't know if you should like listen to that, dude.
I did. I probably did. I listened to everything, and I'm sure it was great. I don't remember. I don't remember Agent Orange Chicken, but that's a very good.
And Adam, I want to party with you, dude. Okay.
I want to party with you too, man.
All right, you rock. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate that. Take two more quick calls for Lloyd, and then we got to get Buzz on here. Corey, Springfield, Virginia. Go ahead. Question for Lloyd Kaufman.
Hey, what's up, Lloyd? I was just wondering if you guys are going to release any of the old movies on widescreen, specifically Class of Nukem High.
Well, Class of Nukem High is going to be shown this weekend in a brand new 35mm print at the Tromapalooza Minneapolis. Tromapalooza Minneapolis. If you're in Minneapolis, cool. 15 bands will be playing to raise money for the Troma Dance Film Festival.
Can 35mm film be widescreen, or is that usually a 3-4?
Oh, no, 35 is 185, it's pretty wide.
Can I be in one of your movies?
Definitely.
Yes. Sure. Yes. I've always wanted to be in a film.
You have to bring your own feathers.
I'll do whatever.
No more chicken zombies. The next movie.
I'll go one step further. I'd like to audition. I think I could be. I could actually get a good speaking part if you'd allow me to audition. That's what I would want. I would want to audition.
Look, I've been listening to you and Don over the years. You don't need auditioning. You don't need.
You heard it, ladies and gentlemen.
Get some
Mike O'Mara. You know, when we're not making those great movies at Tromaville, like Toxic Avenger and Romeo and Juliet and Poultrygeist, Night of the Chicken Dead. We on the Troma team kick back and listen to the Mike O'Mara show.
That is the best entertainment you are a good man.
That you can find in Tromaville.
That's fantastic.
And what, you started to say, what's your next project? What are you doing next?
I'm looking for an ensemble piece because I have really good acting with human monsters. Extreme, controversial, but so if there's anybody out there in Radioland, I can pay about $3,000 for a draft. And if somebody's got a script that's entertaining, but deals with a sort of like a Neil LaBute kind of gods and monsters kind of a thing. And by the way, Curtis Prathip, who has put on the entire spooky festival, he is very talented screenwriter right here in
D.C.
Yes, sir.
That's
wow.
good. I would actually, I've always thought that I'd be an incredible villain. I'd be an incredible, like, psycho killer.
Drop a name. Tell him who you played.
Who did I play? Oh, I played Captain Hook. When I was 7 years old.
Okay.
When he was seven.
Yes. Yes. In the musical?
Who's the swiniest swine in the world? We used to have that, Rob. Do we still have that lying around anywhere?
We have no card players anymore.
Oh, we don't have any cards. I'd love to find it. It might be gone forever, but we had that from when I was like 8 years old.
Yeah.
We had that
tape.
It's the musical.
Yes,
right.
The musical.
Right.
Yes.
Wow.
I can sing. I can act. I can improvise.
Nice.
I know I have a little weight problem, but I can slim down for the part as well.
It's not noticeable.
God bless you.
You look very good.
I knew I liked you from the moment you came in here, and I want to tell you something.
As a gay married man, let me tell you, you look terrific.
I'll
give you a lap dance any day.
Poltergeist. I didn't see it, but I loved every minute of it.
That's right.
Let's go to Brian in Kansas. Last question for Lloyd Kaufman. Go ahead, Brian.
Well, the name of the film that Mike could be in would be called Michael Tromera. That would be the great film name for that.
Tromera.
Mike Tromera. But anyway, Lloyd, I was just calling some a huge independent film. I have a, you know, Toxic Avenger keychain on my boat.
Whoa.
And I just want to, any film that's independent. I'm so sick of the cookie cutter Hollywood plots. And anytime anybody can make something that's different and challenging, to where there's not, people don't fall in love, and there's a life changing experience, and everything's wrapped up into a.
All right, that's a speech. Do you have a question for Brian?
I just want to say, Lloyd, no question. Just thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. Very and nice. Spread the word about the DVD of Poultry Guys coming out in October. For Tromaween.
I can't think of a, better last
Mike,
call.
That's what we need. We need some help.
Lloyd, I can't think of a better last call. That says it all. You know, one thing that we do rail against on this show is the fact, you know, original ideas in Hollywood are very, very difficult to come by. And I think it's the land of the independent filmmaker, you know, that comes up with these innovative concepts. And this movie is a hell of a lot of fun. If you get by the gore, which you see, and it's not the same kind of gore you're going to see in a hospital.
No, it's quirky. No.
It's comedy gore.
That's
if you
right.
can say that. Is that accurate? Comedy
it's
gore.
Slapstick gore.
Slapstick
Peter,
gore.
Peter Jackson and Tarantino say that.
You might know that name, Peter Jackson, Lord
of
the Rings.
Yes,
you know? Absolutely.
He was the son of Andrew Jackson, our greatest president since George Bush.
You have been an influence on Quentin Tarantino and the Farrelly brothers, right?
That's what they've said. And,
right.
They say that we created the slapstick gore.
Slapstick
format.
Gore.
Yeah.
Slapstick gore is
as opposed to Tipper
one of
gore.
Tipper and Al's kids that they had there.
The one Lloyd, that's a disappointment.
Thank you so much for coming on
thank
the show.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Buzz.
It's Poultrygeist Night of the Chicken Dead. Go see the sneak preview tonight at the 2008 Spooky Film Festival, Midsummer Night Scream. That's at the Cinema Arts Theater in Fairfax. The doors open at 6:30, and that's 4 hours of thrills, chills, and chickens. I hope you have a great time out there, and good luck with all your projects. Please call us when it's time to do the next one, because we're all available
to
make
how
the film.
How we can help you, too.
Well, please keep an eye on www.troma.com. And when you see that I'm starting to do something, be aggressive.
All right.
That
very works. Good.
Well, come back and help us plug
We'll meet you at the church in Buffalo.
Thank you.
I am always aggressive. Thank you, Lloyd
Thanks,
Kaufman.
Rob and Beth Ann, too.
Very good. Thanks for coming on the show.
So
we appreciate
from,
that.
Tromaville.
Tromaville.
Thank you, Lloyd.
Troma Pictures.
Yay!
Very
great
good.
Guy.
Yay,
thanks,
Lloyd. Guys. Lloyd is so cool.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. That's Lloyd Kaufman.
That's pretty cool.
I'd like to.
Very cool.
And I've also got the little CD that I'm going to be listening to and singing along in the car.
I'm going to get the whole Troma library now.
I know all the words.
Now, that's the independent side of Hollywood, but now we have to take a look at the soft underbelly of the nasty, run of the mill, horrible Hollywood world.
Well, not entirely. We'll stay with the underbelly. Just when you think Andy Dick had fallen as far as he could.
I saw his
It's another shot. Great day for drugs.
There he is.
The sun is shining bright.
Andrew Dick.
So pass the bong and let's all get high.
What's he saying?
He's doing it.
Andy was arrested early yesterday morning at a Buffalo Wild Wings in Murrieta, California.
So again with buffalo and chicken.
Yes, buffalo and chicken.
The theme continues.
We got to talk Lloyd Kaufman and is filming his next movie here in Washington. So it'll be convenient.
How about
for
Fairfax?
Us. Hey, we'll just be like the Rat Pack, you know? We'll perform during the day and do the radio show. Then at night, we can go to the set.
You know what? Better have him film it here at WJFK.
Rob, I would venture to say you and I.
Oh, absolutely.
With a good case of green bottles. Mm-hmm. Could come up with a treatment in a weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Easily.
A day.
I'll help you polish it.
Tomorrow we can do it. And Buzz can punch it up and we'll be all set to go.
Good.
So what's happening with Dick?
Well, he allegedly,
you know.
He allegedly pulled down the tank top and bra of a 17-year-old girl exposing her breasts in public.
It's another great day for drugs.
Andrew Dick.
It's raining hard outside.
Police arrived at the restaurant about 1 a.m. after they got a complaint about a man urinating outside. Gosh, that sounds like Andy.
Hi, Andy.
When they got there, witnesses told them that the 42-year-old, hard to believe, had approached the victim and her friend before groping the victim and pulling down her top.
Yeah, I saw pictures on the internet of Mr. Dick.
I have those, but have you seen the comparison? And to whom he's being compared?
No, let me see.
Oh, well, then this you
startling.
Must see. It's very startling. There's Andy Dick and,
Heath Ledger as the Joker in the Dark Knight Batman.
Hi, Joker.
There's an amazing resemblance, isn't there, between the mugshot and the photo of Heath Ledger?
Well, the weird thing about Andy Dick, it looks like he has dyed his hair dark brown, which is not a good look
That's
for him at
die,
all.
That's not die, Mike.
Oh, dear God.
And he was
my
booked.
My girlfriend's cat just died, so eat some shrooms and pour the beer and pass the bong and let's all get high.
Guess what, Buzz?
What?
We're going to finish this when we come back.
Well, that's a good idea.
More of the Hollywood Hot Sheet, and we will begin our makeover of Pater, the less lame intern, when we come back on The Big Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.